Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Is this Mindy McCready?
Yeah. I believe it is.
Maybe I think I should play like one of her songs as I'm leading up to her.
Yeah, why not?
Think so, maybe?
Little song.
I'm not really a country kind of guy, but everybody seems to like her. She's from this area, too. She probably made a lot of money, don't you think?
I think she had, she had made a lot of money. I don't know how she's doing these days.
Why can't I hook up with somebody like this? Roger Clemens did. Why can't I get something like that? The first thing I did when you said, I wonder if she grew up listening to me on the Power Pig. You think
well,
she did?
Well, she's from Fort Myers. So I don't know if it got down that far.
It did. Fort Myers did get down that far. Let me talk to her. What's up, Mindy? It's Bubba. How are you today?
Hey, Bubba. How are you? The legend himself.
Did you listen to the Power Pig when you were growing up in Fort Myers?
I sure did. You were the renegade radio to listen to. I listened to you when I was 14.
Probably 15. Doing like No Panties Thursday and Lesbian Tuesday.
Absolutely, Commando whatever day, and yeah, you were the back in the day.
I actually might have influenced you being somewhat of a bad girl.
Probably. I mean, there's several thousand million influences out there. We're still trying to trace them all down.
Now, when's the last time do you go back to Fort Myers? Do you have family ties still there?
Yeah. I was born there, so, my entire family is actually still down there, except for my two brothers who have lived with me in Nashville since pretty much minute one. They've been up here with me for 16 years now. So.
Yeah, Mom and Dad said, hey, listen, man, we got you two brothers, get up there, because we got to corral this wild pony. Come on, get up there.
You guys would be surprised how boring and not wild I am. Really a bunch of media hype.
So you've had a few scrapes of wildness, but then that's just been, you know, blown out of proportion, and you know, because the media needs to be able to make somebody the bad girl, and that's what you know.
Exactly. Hey, listen, you know, Waylon and Willie and all of the, you know, the outlaws are getting on up there in their years, and country music hasn't had an official outlaw, and if you know, if that's what they want to label me, I guess I'll take it.
I don't think really country music's ever had a bad girl, for, so
no,
to speak.
No, there has never been a Bonnie to the Clyde. So, you know, I guess, you know, hey, listen, things happen the way that they do for a reason. You know, I mean, I figure that all the bad stuff that has happened is a situation where I can turn it around and show people what not to do in life to, you know, skate through a little easier.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is being bad and doing bad stuff hasn't changed how talented you are. Either you can sing or you can't. And I mean, you can sing, so who cares about the bad stuff?
Well, you know what? I mean, I have to say, it's not a situation where I think I've been bad a lot of times. I just think I've been caught.
Got caught.
Yeah, but
you know,
I mean,
because everybody has done stuff that, you know, we could all be in serious trouble for. It's
right.
Just the people that are constantly getting looked at, you know, are the ones that get caught all the time.
And yeah, so, but you've got to admit, you've had a, I mean, it's been a long streak here of
it's been a crazy, hey, listen, when you guys read the book, you won't believe the real thing.
Are you penning a book right now?
Yeah, there's a book coming out, and me and my brother's very first girlfriend wrote it together. She's a writer, and she's been writing the book ever since she met me when she was about 16 years old. And so she's got all these stories, you know, that I don't even remember from the point of view of this young girl watching me become a star. So it's never really been done before, an autobiography where you'll hear in my words one chapter, and then you'll hear in her words another chapter. And so the story is unbelievable. I mean,
it should be.
I like go back through, and it's just a giant roller coaster. People are going to love it and just be like, wow, that's unbelievable.
It should be titled, "This Bitch is Crazy."
No,
no, it should be titled, "I Can't Believe This Bitch Made It."
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you don't.
It should be titled, "This Bitch
Should
Be Dead."
Survivor.
Spice, go ahead. I'm sorry,
Mindy McCready. Can I ask you a question? Let's take you back to 2005 because I got to ask you about this incident because it's close to where I used to live, and that's you know, the whole thing that went down on Indian Rocks Beach. Where, you know, they found you, I guess, in a hotel lobby unconscious. You had tried to commit suicide. You had taken pills and drugs. And what was that combination that you took to try to commit suicide that night?
There, you know, I honestly can't tell you right now. I don't remember a lot of that evening. I remember, you know, there was a situation where I hadn't seen Billy in a long time. He had just gotten out of rehab. And he got out of rehab, and he had all this medication with him for, you know, to chemically balance him.
And just to let people know, Billy was your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, Billy right. was my ex-boyfriend.
Mindy McCready, and, country star Mindy McCready on the phone.
He had all this medication that he had gotten from rehabilitation. And the first night we were together, you know, he started drinking and turned back into his old self. And I was just, like, floored. I couldn't believe that, you know, he'd almost killed me, and then I had to, you know, went back with him, and we were trying to work things out, and here he was being the same old person again. And it just devastated me. And the medicine that he had gotten from rehab was what I took. And I don't even know what it was. It was, you know, it wasn't medicine that was like crazy bad or anything. It was just, you know, prescription, chemical imbalance medication. I think like antidepressants.
He choked you and beat the crap out of you. Did you at all fight back during that, or did you just kind of take it?
Billy was a dick.
Well, that whole situation was an ugly situation. Billy was out of his mind during that time. He had been on a binge for 2 weeks. He came in the house and just started hitting me. And I don't know if you guys know Billy or if you've ever seen him. But,
no.
You know, he's not a person you want to get in a fight with. I don't care who you are.
But let's back up a little bit and talk about where you met Billy. And obviously, Billy McKnight. This is Mindy McCready on the phone now. But who is Billy McKnight? Where did he come from? If we back up.
Billy's a guy that I met in Nashville. He was trying to be a singer. And he'd been there for actually a while and hadn't really been having any success. And he was from Tampa. So that's, you know, 2 hours away from where I live.
Man, the cesspool of humanity. All the white trash lives down here.
Roger Clemens and I had just ended our relationship, and I was down there in Fort Myers, and Billy and I ended up getting together, and we started hanging out. And, you know, it was just kind of the perfect time for that storm to begin in my life. I was depressed and down, and, you know, Billy was happy-go-lucky and charismatic and fun, and we just started dating. And Billy was, you know, Billy was a person that, you know, lived a crazy lifestyle and had done, you know, some crazy things and really, you know, introduced me to a lifestyle in which I had not even come close to even knowing was there. Even being a musician, people think that's crazy that, you know, I wasn't exposed to that crazy lifestyle, but I wasn't. Billy, you know, it was really my first introduction to the wild scene. And, you know, he got out of control. He really did get out of control. And, you know, I never in my life thought that I would be a girl that would be with a guy that was a hitter. And, you know, it's amazing how it becomes like a selfish thing and you become arrogant and think, I can save this person. I'm strong enough. And I kept fighting to save him. And, you know, I really did love him. And I really did, you know, put myself out there. And I never got anything back. So, you know, after 3 years of fighting to save a person's life and you don't get anything back, in the end I found myself empty and really, really in a lot of trouble.
Look at you, Mindy. You were with a hitter and a pitcher. How about that?
She with the
right.
Hitter. Yeah. See, now, but with Clemens, all he offered was growth hormone, but Billy offered the hard stuff, you know.
That's right.
Now, the Clemens thing had to be kind of a weird thing because, you know, you obviously knew he was married with a couple of kids, right?
Yes, I knew he was married with more than a couple of kids.
Oh,
I had known Roger since I was very young. I met Roger when he was on spring training in Fort Myers.
Right.
I think the very first year the Sox were down there.
Was it weird for you, though?
We became friends.
Yeah, but was it weird for you to all of a sudden take that relationship to the next level, knowing that he was married and things like that? Or were you, woman?
Let me explain that. Because everybody assumes that I was just being skanky and dating a married guy, and that's not the case because I'm not like that, and I wouldn't do that. I don't believe in taking other people's men from them, and I'm not about that.
Right.
But you know, the way that it was spoken to me, and the way that the story was told to me was that he was separated, legally separated, and getting a divorce, and that, you know, that every single time that we were together, that was the situation. And so, you know, like a lot of married couples, they get back together, and, you know, I guess, you know, there was no prenup, and the attitude was it's cheaper to keep her, and, you know, that kind of just went on and on for over a decade.
Was the sex that good, though, with Clemens? And, I mean, that he would, one, you must be just an unbelievable freak, because, I mean, look what he was risking, but two, you know, was Roger really that good?
No.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I've read articles.
The truth about the whole situation is I really did love the guy, and that was all there was to it. I really did love him. We got along great. I mean, it's not very often in your life that you find somebody that you just get along with so well. We didn't fight ever. We never had any arguments about anything. We agreed on everything. We had a great time together, so it was very easy to be together. It wasn't like most relationships where you're constantly fighting and arguing. We loved being together. So, you know, I really, truly cared for him. And, you know, when you care for somebody that much, it's, you know, the sex is something which you can kind of get away from if need be.
Now, speaking of the sex, you know, Mindy, there's been published reports saying that, in fact, I guess that you've said it on video as well, this infamous sex tape that I'm sure we'll talk about. But Mindy, you said that he suffered from erectile dysfunction quite a bit.
I don't know if I said it like that, but, you know, I think every guy suffers from that situation.
Do you think it was from steroids?
You know, right now, he's dealing with some Congress issues, and everybody wants to make it about steroids. And,
right.
You know, I don't know if Roger ever took steroids. I know that I saw a man that worked harder than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I know that he cared more about his job and more about playing ball than anybody I've ever met or anybody I've ever known. And, you know, if he did take steroids a couple times, it really doesn't constitute, you know, slapping him down for his whole career and saying that that's the reason he was successful. And I think that's mainly the reason that he's, you know, he's come out and said 100 times, I didn't take steroids, you know, which, you know, I think I would have, just like every other baseball player, admitted to doing it once or twice and let it go. I think that Roger's issue, and this is just flat out the truth, y'all, he has got a lot of people around him right now that are bad people giving him bad advice, that are trying to keep the crap stirred up for him
right,
so that they can keep their wallets filled.
Right.
And that's just flat out how it is. And I know for a fact that's what it is because it's happened to me several times. You know, you get people around you.
You get all these hanger-oners, and they're living is basically fueled by you staying hot or in the limelight, whether it's good or bad. That's how they make their money.
Exactly. And what somebody should have said to Roger in advising him is say, listen, you know, everybody in the baseball world and the sports world pretty much has tried steroids. It's not stating, you know, that your whole entire career was because of steroids. You could say, yeah, I tried them for one time when I was, you know, trying to get back in the American League. You know, whatever he wanted to be, he should have been honest And, you know, he shouldn't have gone and stood in front of Congress. But I know that wasn't Roger's idea. I know that wasn't him fueling that. I know it was his lawyer. You know, that guy is all about making the money. He's all about, hey, let's sue somebody else today. Hey, let's get somebody else to sue us. You know, that's what his you know, stake is. He doesn't care what it's done to Roger's reputation and his family and his friends. He doesn't care.
Now, speaking of people not caring how people feel and whatnot, I mean, you've got this infamous sex tape now that's being threatened to be released. It was actually supposed to be released last week, but it got held off. How pissed off are you about this sex tape being released? Or should you just chalk it up to, hey, no big deal, give me a cut of the money and we'll call it a day?
Listen, guys, it's a really, really hard thing for me to even talk about right now. I cannot tell you how upset I am about it. That's all there. I mean, I am
really
most upset about this situation that I have been about anybody, any of them. You know, this situation to me is something, you know, it's again a mistake of me doing something stupid I shouldn't have done.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A long time ago, and it coming back to haunt me now. And, you know, hopefully I don't have any more of that crap coming back to haunt me because I'm really getting tired of it.
What's the sex tape up? Did you participate in it, or was it about, you know...
Oh, it's her. Her and her ex named Peter.
Well, okay.
His name isn't Peter.
Oh,
and,
right.
And it's not a situation in where the tape is you know, something that
you acted.
It's something I did stupid when I was dating somebody one time. It was the only time I've ever done that. And I'm telling you right now, you know, if there's ever any chance of you becoming a celebrity, don't make a sex.
Have you seen it though, Mindy? I mean, I bet you look pretty damn good in it.
I have seen it, and I honestly don't, you know, I don't think that that's good. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I don't promote it. You know, I know that everybody out there, you know, loves porn for the most part, but I just have never been one of those people that have been, you know, excited about watching other people do it. You know, I don't get off on that deal. You know,
how about
each his own, but I certainly, you know, I have a son, you guys.
Right.
I have a little boy that's 4 years old, and, you know, the internet is such a place in which you can't ever hide anything. It's there forever.
No, that's Billy's little boy, right?
Yes, that's Billy and my child. So it's a situation where I don't want my son to grow up and type, you know, mommy in the internet and that come up. You know, I don't want that crap.
Does Billy come around as a father? Is he a good dad?
You know, Billy comes to visit Xander a lot. I mean, I don't know if you would constitute calling him a good dad.
Right.
You know, Billy has 7 children with 6 different women.
Oh my God.
So, you know, Billy's got a lot to take care of, and I don't know if really any man could take care of that and not really have a job.
Billy needs to get a vasectomy is what Billy needs.
Yeah. He does. He needs to get a vasectomy or take a condom-wearing course.
Now, a lot of people don't know.
He has seen Xander, I think, more than he's seen his other children. And he doesn't pay for him, which is, you know, crappy. And I will say that I don't appreciate that. He doesn't offer to help financially with him, and he never has since minute one. So that's not good. And I think that's a terrible thing to do, especially coming from the family he comes from. You know, he should have a job, and he should be a proper father, and he should be taking care of all of his kids.
A lot of people don't know that you were linked to, for about a year, I think, to Dean Cain, before Dean blew up. What was that all about?
Yeah, we were engaged for, actually, we were together a couple of years, and Dean's a really nice person. I think he's an underrated actor. He was on Superman, and after Superman, he really didn't do all that much, and it was sad to me because he really is a nice person and a hard worker.
Well, I tell you what, you know, obviously, you know, on Celebrity Rehab, there was quite the scene there. But you and this Carrie Ann Panisch girl, who was also on there, who I got to tell you, Minnie McCready, I think she's just comes across as a total bitch.
You guys have no idea. If you only knew.
Well, but you know, all these bombshells are coming out now, and you know, she's accusing you of, like, I guess, stealing her hard drive or something like that, and releasing a sex tape that she had, and you did it for money, and all these accusations are being thrown around.
Totally the opposite. When people hear that whole story about what happened between she and I, it's just, you know, it is unbelievable what she did. She's a con artist, and she's a madam and a prostitute.
Well, why do you say that?
Why would I say that? I mean, she really is. She is. That's what she does for a living.
Oh, she's just like a high-priced escort kind of thing?
Yeah. She's also madams. She, you know, has other girls that she, you know.
Now, were you living with her for a little while?
No, what happened was this. After we got out of Celebrity Rehab, she and I, you know, we were very, very much at each other's throat pretty much the whole show. But she, for some reason, respected me, and during the show, she never did, you know, come after me like you see her coming after everybody else. And there was, you know, Dr. Drew and I in the show talking to each other back and forth every time we would meet. He would encourage me to talk to Carrie Ann and encourage me to try to get close to her because I was the only person on the show she was having any kind of, you know, response to, period. So I would do what Dr. Drew would ask me, and I would go talk to her. And, you know, after the show was over, there was a certain level in which she had some respect for me, and we did have, you know, some kind of understanding between each other. And she called me because her boyfriend left her before she had left Celebrity Rehab, and she was all upset about it. And she asked if she could come to my hotel room and stay with me a couple days. And she did, and I got her a spa day, and, you know, I treated her really nicely. And she asked me if I wanted to come see her new house, and so I did. And when I got there, she started saying, oh, I need this, hang up pictures, and help me hang the TV, and help me do that. And I just started doing stuff for her.
So you became her biatch.
And the next thing you know, I was there for 3 or 4 days.
Did you guys get lesbian?
Borrow money. No. No, hell no.
Have you ever?
If I was going to sleep with a girl, it would not be her.
Who would it be? I mean, have you ever?
I haven't met her yet. Put it that way.
How about Shania Twain?
No.
Carrie
no.
Underwood. Come on.
There's a couple hot bitches now in country.
I'm kind of like a gay man anyway.
Now what's that Jesse Jane? Isn't there a Jesse Jane or something like that in country music that's real hot nowadays?
I have no idea. I haven't paid attention to the new, you know, people that are coming out. I do know who Taylor is. I've met Taylor, and I love Taylor's stuff. And Carrie Underwood, of course, I've met her years ago. But the new girls that are coming out right now, I don't even know who they are.
So Mindy, you're done with all this trouble, right? You're gonna move. Got the album out. You're moving on.
We're not gonna
see any more trouble out of you.
Yeah, come on, Mindy.
Well, hey, listen, guys, I can't promise you that, you know, stuff's not gonna happen in my life, but I can say this: I'm definitely not going to be in legal trouble again.
Mindy McCready on the phone with us right now. Now, Mindy, how about man-wise? I mean, you know, you've had a plethora of men in your life, you know, and a lot of them controversial. Anybody in your life right now?
Yes, I actually do have a boyfriend.
Famous?
And
famous.
It's been a long time since I've had a boyfriend.
Travis Twitt?
No.
Willie Nelson?
No. He's young and hot and a producer and a musician and pretty much the sweetest person I've ever met in my life.
Country guy?
No.
Rap?
He's from New Orleans.
Wrong.
And,
black guy?
He's one of the... No, he's a white guy. His name is David, and he's amazing. He's
good for
amazing.
You. And you're sober, right?
Well, you know, people don't get this across the show very much. It's not very clear when you see it, but I didn't go on the show because of alcohol and drugs. You know, Dr. Drew was very cool about being the very first doctor that I felt diagnosed me properly, and Dr. Drew's diagnosis of me was that me, you know, going and drinking too much and every now and again when I was upset or depressed was a symptom of what was wrong with me, not the actual problem. And so when I came on the show, I was actually being treated for codependency, which is the first time they've done that on Celebrity Rehab, which you treat a person that's codependent that would go to Al-Anon at the same time as they were treating people that were going to AA and NA.
So you can still drink.
So it was a great experience for me. I have to say that I love Dr. Drew, and that show really did save my life.
What were you dependent on? What kind of pills were you? I mean, whether it's oxys?
No,
it was men.
I wasn't taking drugs. That, you know, people think that I've always been a drug addict, and, you know, listen, I've experimented with things, but that's never been an issue for me. My issue has been, you know, bad relationships and then getting
men.
The bad relationships, starting, you know, having things fall apart all around me and then going and drinking too much. Going out and using alcohol as a band-aid or using that as a crutch to get through. And that was, you know, I didn't know how to deal with my feelings. I didn't know how to deal with the problems in my life.
Country star Mindy McCready on the phone. How about money? Are you still okay on money?
Yes. Actually, you know, things are really good for me right now. We are about to have a TV show, a brand new Mindy McCready reality show.
Nice.
And the brothers and I and the Mindy McCready clan from Nashville that, you know, we've been chucking around each other here for years. And we're, you know, a hysterical group of people. And, you know, we've got an opportunity right now to go on TV and kind of, you know, get rid of some of the beliefs and the myths that people have about who the McCready's are and what kind of people we are. And, you know, I figure everybody thinks they know who I am, so why not go on TV and actually show them?
I mean, that's great, but I want to see you. I want to see you get all drugged out. That, to me, is a good show.
I want to see you drugged out and topless is what I want to see. With no panties on and some lesbian connotations. That's
having
what
sex with
me.
Random
Don't worry,
dudes.
Guys.
That's a
I'll
show.
I'll have some girls on there that act, you know, that misbehave. All right. And, you know, I'll have to knock them back into place and tell them what's up. And you know.
I got a guy on hold. I'm not going to go to him because I want to wrap this up here soon. I know you're busy. But I got a guy on hold from Fort Myers that says his friend is a guy named Richard Privat that used to date you in high school. True or false?
Richard Privat, he didn't date me. He was a very close friend of the family, and yes, I do know Richard. He's a nice dude.
Did you now in high school? Were you a cheerleader? Were you one of the part of the it crowd? Were you promiscuous? What was Mindy McCready like in high school?
I had one boyfriend all of high school. I wasn't promiscuous at all. I only had one guy that I dated until I left for Nashville. I don't think I was very popular, for sure. I mean, I was always a cute girl, but never, you know, I was a little bit shy, and I don't really think that people think you're cool when you go home from school every day and sing opera.
When did you lose your virginity? What grade?
Let's see, how old was I? 16 or 17.
So
and it was my first boyfriend his name was Steven, and...
Steven, my boy. That's my boy right there, Steven.
He was a friend of my family. I had known him since I was a very little girl, and we actually played together when we were little kids. And
well, I bet you did.
Yeah, he and I were together for a very long time.
Well, I almost hope you don't have it together as much as you sound like on the phone.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I kind of hope you. I don't want to say I hope you revert back to your crazy ways, but to a certain extent, I kind of hope you do for TV purposes.
Yeah, for TV, just kind of flip it to being
crazy
a little bit.
Guys, this the whole point in having a new TV show is for you to see the real me.
No.
I am entertaining enough without the trouble.
I want to see the trouble. I want to see all of the trouble.
Last question. Out of the four, Dean, Drake, Billy, and Roger, who was the best in bed?
Gosh. Definitely Drake Verhofsky.
The NHL hockey guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's the worst?
He puts the other guys to shame.
Was Clemens the worst?
Yeah, it was. If Drake's one, where's Roger? Four?
I'd have to say Roger. You know, Roger, like I told you, he was very selfless and very attentive. So, you know, when other things didn't work, he made up for it.
When his plumbing went, you're trying to say when his plumbing wouldn't work, his mouth would?
I didn't say that.
Hey, I'm Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm supposed to say that.
You know what? You are. It's amazing that you are like, you're a legend. I'm like honored to be talking to you.
Well, I'm honored to be talking to you as well.
Legend.
Mindy McCready. Hey, Mindy, thank you so much. Tell everybody we said hi and good luck to your little boy, okay, hon?
Y'all have a good day.